USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Storms unleashed devastating tornadoes late Friday and early Saturday across parts of the central and southern United States, collapsing buildings into twisted debris and claiming lives, with officials fearing the death toll could exceed 80 or more. In Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear calls it one of the toughest nights in Kentucky history.
I think it's going to be the longest and deadliest tornado event in U.S. history. We know that one of these tornadoes was on the ground over 227 miles, and Jake, 200 were in Kentucky. I've got towns that are gone, that are just, gone.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis, a Democrat, declared in a new interview that the COVID-19 emergency is over and that he won't be implementing another statewide mask mandate in response to the spread of the Omicron variant. This is USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
The Democrats' major social welfare and climate spending bill not only pays for itself, but also the tax cuts passed by Republicans and signed into law by former President Donald Trump. That's the claim of the White House.
Which were not paid for in any way, shape, or form. That didn't seem to upset them at all. And I will say, and they can thank us in any way they would like for this, that what our projections and the projections of our economists predict is that for our plan, as this plan continues in the second decade, it would actually reduce the deficit by $2 trillion. So we're actually covering their irresponsible tax cuts to corporations and high wealth and net wealth individuals.
Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, on Monday signaled concerns about inflation and the cost of the Build Back Better legislation ahead of a phone call with President Biden on the bill. Inflation is real. It's not transitory. It's alarming. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is praising FEMA's response time to the tornado devastation in his state.
Democrat Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear suggested that the violent tornadoes over the weekend were the most devastating tornado event in the state's history. With scores confirmed dead and roughly 100 still missing as of Monday morning, the governor speaking from Frankfort, Kentucky.
We received immediate federal emergency declaration, I believe, on Sunday, which is the fastest we've ever seen. And last night, we received a federal declaration of major emergency, I think the fastest that has ever been issued. And we are really grateful. From FEMA, Gracia Scheck is here with us, but it's really good news for our families. It means FEMA is going to be on the ground, documenting losses at people's homes, helping them go ahead and file their claims. Again, I believe this is the most rapid response by the federal government in the history of the United States of America. We need it, and we are really grateful for it.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Air Force discharged 27 people for refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine, the Air Service Branch's spokeswoman confirmed. The 27 are the first airmen to be administratively discharged for reasons related to the COVID-19 vaccine. Air Force spokeswoman Ann Stefanik said on Monday, reported by the Associated Press. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.